I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A court decision in Western Canada reveals the tenuous state of religious liberty in Canada. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Adele Connadike explains.
Saskatchewan's Court of Queen's Bench upheld a ruling that said Marriage Commissioner Orville Nichols did not have the right to refuse to marry a same-sex couple in April 2004. On the basis of his Christian belief.
Could it be a legal precedent under hate crimes? Connadike says it's the beginning of a slippery slope.
There is a concern that Christians could be forced to stay silent and not be able to share publicly their beliefs on Scripture and their religious convictions.
Next, Mission Network News and Global Action recently partnered together to give away a mission trip. Sarah Kornman won this trip and will be traveling to northern India over New Year's. Global Action began their ministry 3 years ago in an area where they'd never seen a white person, and many freeze to death every winter because of the lack of clothing. Lars Dunberg with Global Action says when asked why they come, they say,
"We are here because someone loved us. And because we love you, and we want to share that love with you as well."
To participate in one of these trips, visit our website. And we have more bad news following last week's AIM Air plane crash in Nairobi, Kenya. 33-year-old AIM Air mechanic Ryan Williams, a passenger in the crash, died of his injuries. He'd been transported to South Africa to be treated for his burns. Williams is survived by his wife Dawn and 4 kids. The pilot of the plane, 35-year-old Frank Taves, didn't survive the August 1st crash. The cause of the crash isn't known. A memorial fund has been established to help the families. Go to our website to find out how you can help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have questions about any of today's stories, call us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. By the way, Mission Network News is now partnering with onenewsnow.com, where you can find not only Mission Network News, but other domestic and international news stories from a Christian worldview. That's onenewsnow.com. I'm Greg Yoder.